Hi, Mark Raviski here for Parables That Preach, a podcast for preachers. Today is Tuesday, August 20th, 2019, and this is episode 44, and it is entitled, Your Past is in the Past. Growing up, everybody had someone they looked up to. It didn't matter if it was a teacher, a parent, a friend, or someone on TV. Everyone had someone they looked up to. For me, it was wrestlers. I loved Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage and Shawn Michaels. It was great. But one wrestler I loved was Lex Luger. If you didn't watch wrestling, you probably haven't heard of him. But Lex had it all. He had blonde, flowing hair. He had a tan. He had huge muscles. He actually took steroids. Actually, he wrote about it in his book, so the secret's out. I admired him most of all, though, for his strength. Lex was amazing. He could body slam a 600-pound sumo wrestler named Yokozuna. But behind the curtain, Lex wasn't so amazing. He was an alcoholic. He popped lots of pills. He never said what they were, and I'm not sure if he even knew. And he periodically used steroids. He had several affairs, and even a long-term one with fellow WWE personality Miss Elizabeth. One night they were watching a movie in his apartment when she collapsed, and 911 was called. A short while later, she died at the hospital from a drug overdose. The police came by and questioned Lex, and everything seemed to be in order until they found he had possession of illegal steroids. He was arrested and spent 3 months in prison. He was now a convicted felon. Lex would overdose on drugs in his apartment after getting released, and then he would have a parole violation and be sent back to jail. But while in jail the second time, a chaplain and local minister befriended him, and after Lex was released, they trained together at Lex's gym. During this time, Lex said he was a devout atheist, but something began to tug at his heart. He started to believe. And then on April 23rd, 2006, Lex was in his apartment with his preacher friend, and he was ready to accept Jesus. They knelt together in prayer, and Lex felt in his heart God for the first time. As he stood up, a revelation hit him. The place where he had knelt and prayed to receive Jesus was the same place where he had overdosed and almost died 10 months earlier. The place that was almost his death became a place of new life. His past failure was not the place of his present joy. A minister friend of his was Dr. Frady, and he spoke with Lex the month after his conversion, and he said this, "I don't know all the details of your life, Lex, but I've read the headlines, and I know a lot of bad stuff has happened. But there's one thing you need to understand. God has forgiven you for all that. That means you also have to be able to forgive yourself. Otherwise, you'll be totally useless to the kingdom. You'll be unable to move forward with your life. What's happened in the past is like a bell that has been rung. You can't unring it. Carrying around those things from the past will only weigh you down. You have to let it go." Lex wrote about all this in his autobiography, and I would like to read some excerpts from the last chapter in his book. "Before Jesus went to heaven, he gave us one more commandment. Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. It's called the Great Commission, and it's the only reason I wrote this book. I once was a lost person who needed to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. Pastor Steve shared it with me, and now it's my privilege to share it with you. My hope and prayer is that you will accept God's free gift of eternal life and let him begin working in your life as he's doing in mine. Won't you please join me on this incredible journey? I'm stronger and richer than I have ever been because of the decision I made on April 23rd, 2006 to give my life to Jesus Christ. From that moment, I began building my life upon the rock. What about you? Do you want to begin a new life? Why not take that first step now? Surrender. Build your life on the rock of Jesus, not on the sand. That's my desire for you. If you make that decision, I promise that your life will never be the same. Signed, Lex Luger. Lex put his past behind him, and in doing so, is useful to God's kingdom. Isaiah writes, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our sins from us." This has been Mark Gravisky. For Parables That Preach, until next time, preach the word.